You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality, and you can actually see the show Facebook live stream, River Talk Facebook page. That's the River Talk Facebook page. With very special guest, State Rep Jennifer Gross from the Cincinnati area, Butler County. And we are, the music's gone, and the and we're talking about Medicaid fraud in Ohio. It is a massive story that the media is all but ignoring, and it's driving me crazy because this involves Somali fraudsters, Haitian fraudsters, Bhutanian fraudsters. Bhutan, my sources tell me, is actually a country somewhere near Nepal, which my sources tell me is another country somewhere east. Anyway, so we've got that. We got Americans. We got the system is just rotten to the core. And this woman, Jennifer Gross, state rep, U.S. Air Force veteran retired, is trying to do something about it. She and her committee in Columbus. So she's our very special guest. And a shout out to Ron Ferguson, state rep, who recommended her highly, saying, "Yeah, well, you need to get her on. She's on top of this thing with the Medicaid fraud." And so that's why she is here with us. So, Jennifer, let me ask you this. With the amount of fraud that's going on, it's massive. It's incomprehensible to me. Is this fraud worse than the fraud that caused Householder to be thrown in prison?
You know, it's kind of a... I would say yes, actually, by amount, for sure. And also intentional motivation to rob the taxpayers... I would say so. I absolutely would say so. And remember all the harm to others, you know, to the elderly, the infirm, the handicapped children and pregnant moms that needed services that was so mucked up by people trying to administer for services that didn't even exist that people dropped through the cracks because the system was simply overwhelmed.
Yeah, it seems to me that something this big had to be going on for a long time. When you're talking about billions with a B in fraud in Ohio, that's a yes. large percentage of the budget. You're robbing from the poorest of the poor, these foreigners and also these Americans stealing from them with this fraud. How long yeah. do you think this has been going on?
I'd probably say it began, it would absolutely be a shot in the dark for me to guess, but I'd say we know 2016, the Butler County Council on Aging reported to the then AG, who is now Governor DeWine, about a Bhutanese issue. That was 10 years ago. I would say probably 15 years. Would say, and let me remind you, Dimitri, term limits mean that we're rotating in and out, and so the people who are trying to get into this stuff, then it, by no fault of their own and by no vote of the taxpayer, get term limited out, and then a new group comes in and they have different priorities, and that's the legislature. But remember, all these agencies, ODH, the Ohio Department of Health, the Ohio Department of Medicaid, all of these things are executive branch, and we have separate of powers. We make the law, but those agencies were responsible to police these organizations.
Jennifer Gross, State Rep. Jennifer Gross, don't bury the lead. Mike DeWine knew about this when he was Attorney General, about this multimillionaire in Bhutan with this
That one was different. This is a different case out of Butler County, Ohio, where our Council on Aging, who doesn't spend state tax dollars but does spend levy money, had found that a large portion of our, 0.3% of the population they serve was spending 60% of the home care dollars, and they reported that to the AG at that time.
My understanding is
it's under investigation in Butler County, and, you know, so...
What did DeWine do about it as Attorney General?
I'm not aware of what action he took, if any. So that's all I can say about that. And so I found out about it 2 years ago. And so the local COA started doing their own, they made their own app, their own electronic visit verification on their own, because they're protecting local Butler County tax dollars. And I live in a really great county, and I have great people here, and they do the right thing in general. And I, you know, I can't, you can't ever put a broad swath over government, but yeah. So you need good people to stand and do the right thing, and these types of things don't happen.
Well,
when you
got,
see something, say something.
We've got DeWine, the DeWine administration, two terms now. We've got a state auditor. We've got a state secretary, a secretary of state, you know, with the LCs. What the hell have they been doing?
Well, it was our state auditor, Faber, who actually brought out in my joint committee in March the two zip codes. So the auditor, remember, he audits, but like when we do the budget, we have to give him the money in the state budget to audit Medicaid. So we tell him, audit this, do this, do that. Certainly, if he found something, we could, there's a budget to say, okay, keep going or doing this. But and of course, Medicaid perhaps is 50% or more of his activity, since it's just under 50% of our state federal budget, you know, our joint federal state budget. But I would say to you that he's the one who brought forth in my committee in March, and all of that came out. But interestingly, the media never reported about it in March. So I found that rather curious.
Well, I've got problems with my fellow America First people. They're typically terrible when it comes to media. Absolutely horribly terrible. My guess is this is on them more than anything else. The media is useless, but you have to know how to...
They're mad now that it all blew open.
Well, yeah, but
we had Vivek there, and Vivek was speaking about his plan, you know, to partner with us for success.
Because
this is what we're doing now. We're meeting tomorrow, and this is only going to be phase one to try to stop the bleed. We
all
cannot
right.
fix this whole problem. Our goal is to vote on a piece of legislation by June 10th to get this stopped.
All right. So, it's one of the news stories that I read on X Twitter was DeWine, Governor DeWine, when he was first asked about this, all of the fraud and all that. He said essentially that's the cost of doing business. Are you familiar? Are you familiar with this?
I am, and that's why I would say people like you and me, Dimitri. I mean, even with you being a radio show host, I'm serious about this. We need everyday Americans to go into the legislature, and I'm not going to say it's easy. I'm not going to say it's even fun on most days. But what I'm going to say is the average middle class American needs to get into their government so they can see what I saw. And what I've seen. I've never been in politics till I got to this job, and it was the Tea Party and others and grassroots who helped me get here. And when I got in, I was in complete shock. And I think what happens, Governor DeWine's been in for 56, 58, 60 years. He's essentially kind of a pro-life Democrat. He's not really a Republican in my eyes, and sorry, that's my impression. But people get numb to the inefficiency of growing government. Government needs to be reined in, and it's a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. That means the people have a role to keep their government in check. I will screw up,
right.
And we do screw up, but we need our people to get involved.
To me, this is, let's not bury the lead here, Jennifer. The governor of the state of Ohio, who had been the attorney general, who had been a United States senator, when confronted with all of these incredible allegations of literally billions of dollars fraud, Somalis and Haitians and Bhutanese and Americans and, you know, all this, his answer is, well, that's just the cost of doing business. How is this not the lead in all of the newscasts in the state of Ohio? This is astonishing to me.
Because to us it is. But to people who've been surrounded by the inefficiency of government, look, I don't always agree with the governor. But all I can tell you is it is what it is. We have the evidence. We know what's been going on. and now we're going to have to go forward and fix it. I don't agree with all of that, but who knows? We're the seventh largest state in the union. Did he understand the gravity of the entire thing? Perhaps.
Jennifer, come on. Are you friends with the governors? That's what's really going on here. Are you friends with him and his wife?
No, I'm not. It's just that I can't do anything about the past. I have to move forward. I can spend all my time going, who did that and how, and then we'll chase all that. We've got to stop the bleed. We are in a crisis, and our Medicaid system is on the lifeline right now. It's on a ventilator. It needs to be reined in so we can save the entire program and we don't continue to bleed out. And, you know, does the governor play a role? Absolutely. Like I said, his agencies are the ones that dropped the ball. ODH, ODM, they didn't inspect, all of those kinds of things. But now it's our job to come in as representatives of the people and say, all right, now we're going to have to put more regulations on these agencies. But, you know, even if we change the law, we have the death penalty in Ohio. And the governor has not, he has put a stay on that while he's been in office. That is the law. He's not obeying the law as the governor. So we can change the laws all we want. And that's where, you know, it's the challenge of being in government is frustrating. And like I said, people need, like you and me, need to get in so that we see the battle we're facing.
All right. Well, I see the battle here. And this is the same governor who allowed Amy Acton, this horrid, horrid human being, who was the health secretary, to suspend the elections in Ohio. This is all on DeWine. And I don't like the stonewalling, the way they're trying to prevent people from investigating what's going on with DeWine and the others there. It's one thing if they were just, you know, idiots and didn't know any better, which I don't believe for one second. I think they're up to their eyeballs in corruption. And the reason that I say this, Jennifer Gross, State Rep Jennifer Gross, is JMOC. They had the opportunity to leave that in there so that they could then prosecute, go after and investigate everything regarding Medicaid fraud. But what they did instead in the bill is they eliminated this JMOC. Tell the listeners about JMOC, and that will help them understand why I think the governor and all his cronies there in Columbus are actually actively trying to stonewall this investigation.
Well, JMOC was called the Joint Medicaid Oversight Committee. It was used to be Ohio Department of Medicaid was under the JFS, Job and Family Services. The deal was it was removed out from under JFS, started its own agency, but in order to do that, it needed to have oversight. That's why JMOC was brought up. A lot of the people in the legislature said it wasn't doing anything. I argue differently. It was the one that handled issues, the go-between between the legislature and Medicaid. It held Medicaid responsible when it wasn't paying its bills, and it did have oversight. And if we had kept JMOC, which I am still very upset about, I was told that the director Jada Brady, who did her job, and her assistant director Aaron, they did their job. And I believe they lost their jobs because they were doing them. And I don't know what they were getting so close to, and maybe perhaps if they'd been there, this would have come forth sooner. But the gist of it is JMOC could have been turned into the Doge of Ohio Medicaid, and that's really the direction it could have gone. It could have been just rotated and its job description changed. So, yes, I think it was bad timing, and, you know, in all fair disclosure, I was told that the director and her assistant were going to be placed in another agency, but their role would still continue, and that did not happen.
Unbelievable. More with a very special guest, Jennifer Gross, State Representative, Ohio, Butler County, outside of Cincinnati. She is America First. She is looking into this horrible situation with the billions of dollars in Medicaid fraud just in Ohio. Somalis, Haitians, people from Bhutan. If you've just joined us, Bhutan, my sources tell me, is actually a country near Nepal, which my sources tell me is also another country up in the hills somewhere. And anyway, so talking more with our very special guest, Jennifer Gross, about this. You can see the Facebook live stream. It's the River Talk Facebook page, the River Talk Facebook page. Share this everywhere. Post this everywhere. We had Ron Ferguson on in the past hour about wanting to ensure that we have photo ID for every voter in Ohio. And now we have Jennifer Gross talking about the Medicaid fraud and how we're going to try to get to the bottom of this, and that people need to know this. So share this everywhere on social media, including Facebook. Post this everywhere. Media is not covering this. The old media is not covering this hardly at all. It's frustrating beyond belief, and as something has got to be done. And for DeWine to say that, well, it was just, you know, cost of doing business. He has been attorney general. He was a United States senator. He's been in office now almost 8 years, and all of this happening under his watch. Help me understand why this guy isn't considered corrupt beyond belief, because he can't be that inept. He cannot be that inept. And then for them to get rid of JMOC, the very thing that they could have used to help get information about all this fraud, the politicians, the rhinos, the Democrats, the undocumented Democrats in Ohio, the Republicans in name only, get rid of this JMOC in the last bill. This is not falling through the cracks. This is a cover-up.